WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
Well, Swamp, time for the May program.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey.
We're ready.
Got some dandies coming up here.
All right.
Tonight. Gonna lead off with a guy that Bob Funderburk brought to my attention.
Okay.
said this guy was really doing a lot of great music back in the 50s and 60s on the radio and TV down in Southern Illinois. And according to the internet, he was out, he's from Harrisburg, and one of his big songs was something called Get Going.
All right.
And Get Going sounds a lot like a Hank Williams song, man, and he does a heck of a job on it. This is Lucky Leroy from Southern Illinois.
Get Going, you put that with Move It On Over, I guess.
Move It On Over, Get Going. There we go. Yes.
All right.
Little old gal, you had your say. I get along without you anyway, so pack your rags and now get going. Well, all you do is sit around and lie. You don't do nothing but alibi, so grab your hat and now get going. You said that you were out with friends and having lots of fun, but all your friends turned out to be men, so now get another one. I put up with you for a long, long time, but now you've reached the end of your line, so get your jump, and now get going.
Get some more of him, maybe one of these months coming up here.
You can see you can hear the Hank Williams influence. Right?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah,
Hank casts a pretty big shadow there in country music, I think.
Yes. So. You got a surprise for us tonight.
Well, sort of. You kind of know what's happening here, John. Here's a fellow has a birthday this month, and it's towards the end of the month.
And he's still kicking. Too.
Still kicking, and I'm going to tell you who it is, and then ask you a question. He's a very influential singer-songwriter from the 60s. I think he's one of the greatest singer-songwriters of the 20th century himself, and along with Lennon and McCartney and Hank Williams himself. I think he was a very important songwriter, too. This guy is still with us. In fact, he's having a milestone birthday, so the person in question is Bob Dylan, his own self, and never been in Greenville that I know of, unless he's in disguise somehow. He showed up at the Mississippi River Festival back in the early 70s.
Well, that gets him close, yeah.
Pretty close to Edwardsville down there. A lot of people, it's like an invisible line. People go to Edwardsville and they don't go any farther usually. But anyway.
They don't know what they're missing out on.
They don't.
Yeah, they've come to paradise and just almost got here, yeah.
The concert in question was in the early 70s, and Dylan had not been very active at that point. He had been in a motorcycle wreck, which either really put him laid him up or really he just wanted time off. There's a debate over that, and Dylan will never tell. So, but anyway, he showed up at the Mississippi River Festival in Edwardsville, and a friend of mine went to the show. It was the band were was doing the show, and he said, "Guess who I saw this weekend? Who's that?" I said, "Bob Dylan." I said, "No kidding. Where'd you see him?" I said, "Well, the band was playing, and there's this character lurking by the side of the stage for a while. I had sunglasses on, and who's this guy?" And all of a sudden, he comes out, it's Bob Dylan, and the place goes crazy. So, anyway, this is kind of from that era. This is from 1973, and it's a song I like a lot. It was a really nice song here. This song was inspired. I read about this that he's looking at his kids. He's got three boys and a girl, I think, and I was looking at one of them, and just the song's called Forever Young, so it's kind of a birthday song for them. And let's take a listen to it now.
Here we go.
I know.
Swamp?
Right, it's Obama. Yeah. I kind of like that song, nice song.
Yeah, it's got a melody to it.
It was the band boys backing up, Robbie Robertson, Rick Danko, and Lee Von Helm, and Garth Hudson, and maybe leaving somebody, I can't remember, but those boys, the band boys. There,
the band boys.
The band boys, and remember Rick Danko, yeah, that's it, Rick. My question to you, John, then, is how old do you think this character is here?
Well, I'm going to guess he was a few years older than me, so I'd make him about 80, I'd say.
Bingo, you're right on. Hey. You hit it on the head, John.
You said it was a big birthday.
It's a milestone birthday. Yeah. 80, yeah, 80 years old. Yeah. Hard to believe, but he's born in 41, so.
Yeah, he's an old guy to me.
The old guy now, so.
Yeah, he's a few years
old. Boy, he's old guy to me, too. Well, we won't get into all that. But anyway, that
we're was all old guys.
You got some ragtime boys here.
Yeah, we got.
Speaking of old guys.
These guys, we haven't played them in a while. We may have done this song maybe a year or so ago.
A while back, right?
Yeah, it's a dandy, though. These guys down
St. Louis down there.
Yeah, the St. Louis. Yep. Yeah. I remember the name of that town in a minute. St. Louis.
It's a big place down
there. St. Louis.
Across the river.
Boys, I'm telling you.
Big old place.
They call this one. Now, hold on for this. It's called Strutting with Some Barbecue.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Now, the next request, an old Louis Armstrong tune. We're going to feature Bill Mason on this one. This is called Strutting with Some Barbecue.
Come on.
the barbecue.
Yeah.
Swamp.
Louis Armstrong tune.
It was a Louis Armstrong. Yeah. You said that prior to the going on the air here. You thought this was a Louis Armstrong thing. Totally. It turned out it was.
I don't think those guys were very active. They lost one good fellow, passed away a couple years back. And trying to think of banjo. Can't think of the guy's name. Oh, we met him a couple times. Video Bob Whiteside and I went down to see him down the Sheldon Theater a couple times down there.
All right.
So it was really a lot of fun. It's fun to hear this music.
Oh, it is. It's a blast to hear that old ragtime music.
John Goldsmith said if things ever open up, he was wanting to get a ragtime band in and play live music to a Laurel and Hardy movie, which would be like a silent Laurel and Hardy movie.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. There's just something about that music when you hear it live. Any kind of music live is usually better anyway, but it'd be pretty neat. So.
Okay, well, hey, we got somebody coming up here that near and dear to our hearts here in Greenville and Bond County, and we haven't seen him in a little while, but you definitely did a lot of gigs with this man.
We did. I talked to him at Christmas time, and doing fine. He's still playing out in Arizona.
Does he still visit Florida now and then? I heard he
does some. I think his wife has relatives.
Okay, way, so. It's good to have relatives in Florida.
Yeah, man. Well, I guess
a place to stay.
Sure.
And he could write some songs, man.
Oh yeah, he gets it right. Yeah.
This is a day of the year. That's a.
This one is a little more obscure. I think I don't know if we played or not, John.
So. It is more obscure, I really got into it. I mean, putting together all the stuff.
We should mention the person we're talking about is none other than Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson, formerly Bob Johnson. Professor Bob Johnson,
Professor Bob,
at Greenville College. What a songwriter.
What's this one called now?
It is called Singing
on the Farm.
On the Farm. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe you'll learn something here.
One day while ranching on the mountainside, the dog started howling and the sheep all cried. Them sheep started singing up right away. I remembered the song like it was yesterday. They went back. They went back. Now we had an old cow, her name was Beth. When the milker broke, she got sucked to death. That cow started singing up before she passed. She gave one long moo, two short blasts. She went moo. She went moo. Now the cat and the dog watched the cow turn blue. The duck and the donkey both watched it too. They all started singing up right away. I remember the song like it was yesterday. They went meow, meow. They went
Singing with the Animals.
No mom.
On the farm.
Hope everybody learned something out there.
Yeah, I did. Okay, we got that. Hey, last week we missed Mother's Day. We're a week behind.
Yeah, we got to
do a little mother, too.
We got to do something for Mother, too.
Yeah.
This homegrown guy here, too, we've featured him on the show before. It's Bill Lineberry. And he is a Mulberry Grove guy.
Yeah.
And he's wanted to start a produce stand. He's been a truck driver through the years and got tired of that and sold his rig and all that. And he's trying to open a produce stand there around Mulberry. So,
well, that's good. Good thing. Yeah, so, get some. Yeah. Sell some of the good, fresh stuff.
Exactly, yeah. And he's written song. Well, in the past, he's written a lot of songs about truck driving, but he's also written about other things. And this one is, the name of the song is Mama, I Heard You Crying, which I think he told me was based on real events from his past. And I think his mother was a single mother and kind of had some hard times. So kind of a little bit of that Merle Haggard vein, I guess, or maybe really a little bit. So
right.
I think Bill was a little bit better than Merle, maybe. Didn't quite cause his mother the heartache. Merle did. As far as I know, anyway. So anyway, this is Bill Lineberry and the song of Mama, I Heard You Cry. And I think it's back up maybe Lyle Mayfield and myself. I'm playing guitar on this, I think, a little bit.
So there's some guitar playing on this.
Homegrown guys here, too, yeah.
Here we go.
I remember when Daddy left us all alone. He left you to raise three children on your own. There was nothing I could do but tell you I love you as you picked up the broken pieces and carried on. Mama, I heard you crying. I know there must have been times you felt like dying. You must have wiped your tears away with the bills you couldn't pay. 'Cause in front of us children, you were always smiling. Sign a welfare claim. Was it pride or was it shame? And you'd always smile and cover up your pain.
That's our old buddy Bill Lineberry there. And, you know, that was actually recorded at Lyle Mayfield's house on Trindle Avenue. We talked about Trindle Avenue here once upon. Now, he had a little home studio thing. And that was Lyle playing harmonica on that, and I was playing some guitar. And, All right. Kind of nice song by Bill.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We got
some more mama coming up here.
More mama stuff, huh?
From our guy down in Clinton County, the man in black himself, Gary Dean. And, boy, it's he really does a Johnny Cash on this one. And how high's the water, yeah. Mama?
All right.
Here we go. Gary Dean.
How high's the water, mama? Two feet high and rising. How high's the water, papa? He said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She says it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, our paths are gone. I lost my peas. The chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows got water up past their knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She says it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, mama? 5 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She says it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. Feet high and rising.
Gary Dean, the man
Gary
in black.
Dean, man in black. Good job there.
Yep. Yeah. Coming up next, Swamp, old buddy of ours, John Edwards.
John Edwards, yeah.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen him or talked to him for quite a spell now. And he did a songwriter showcase here, I think. Might have been the last time I've seen him. I think he's from around the Breeze area down there someplace.
Okay. Does a nice job on a song called The Night Falls.
Okay.
Night Falls. John Edwards coming up from down around Breeze. And here we go. Thank you. Night Falls with Night Falls. John Edwards.
That's John playing guitar in there, too.
All right.
Acoustic guitar. So hopefully one of these days all these people get back in circulation. Maybe we can
get all circulated and get out here. And
get your circulation back.
Get living again.
That'd be great.
Next up. From the Nashville North folks back in the day when Nashville North was doing a lot of local music and bringing in a lot of stars from Nashville. And a fellow by the name of Larry Bingham was doing a lot of singing down there.
Yeah.
And we got one from tonight called Be My Baby Tonight. Larry Bingham from the old Nashville North days up in Taylorville. Some good stuff by Larry Bingham.
Larry Bingham there,
Good to hear Larry back ahead, and we'll bring some more Larry Bingham to you later in the year here,
Very good. Well, I know this next group pretty well. Played with those guys for 20 years or so, I guess, and it's none other than Swamp Daddies, and we're going to continue a little Dylan tribute, and this was recorded live in Staunton, Illinois, back in January 22nd of 0000. So 21 years ago. There's
double odds.
Which kids are born then and they're
already...
they're adults already, man.
Yeah, they're doing all the adults.
I don't want to talk too much more about it.
Beverages and all that stuff.
But this is a song, little Dylan history. Started out as kind of folky, you know, acoustic guitar and everything, and folky type songs and blowing on the wind, and that's great. About 1965, he decided to go electric. And he debuted his electric sound at the Newport Folk Festival. And for most accounts, it didn't go over too well. People booing. And that kind of followed him around for a year or so after that. And this is one of the songs that he played live. And this is our version of the Swamp Daddies. And that's Dale Hanniberg on lead guitar and rhythm guitar. Goose Miller on the bass. And Bobby Durham on drums. And myself on lead guitar. So...
No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I wake up in the morning, put my hands in prayer parade. Got a head full of ideas driving me insane. It's a shame the West makes me struggle. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. asking with a grin, hey, are you having a good time? Yeah, I find you every time you slam the door. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's brother no more.
I mean, I heard some Stratocaster, I think, I'll think on that. Doing that anyway?
A small Stratocaster.
Stratocaster.
It's resting someplace now, so.
It's good to give them a break now and then.
Yeah. It's been rode pretty hard in it's, 3 years. Anyway, that Swamp Daddy's kind of long-winded as usual. But Maggie's Farm.
Maggie's Farm. Who we got coming up? Oh, we got something from the turntable over here, buddy. Yeah. You got to tell me all about this.
I got some vinyl here. This is my old friends, the Johnsons, as they were calling themselves back then. This is from a record they did in Michigan back in 1979. And it's another Bob Dylan tune. This is David Johnson singing lead on it. Bruce Johnson's brother is singing tenor, and his Dave's wife, Melody, is singing the high tenor. And I just think it's just some really nice harmonizing here. And I actually like their version better than Bob Dylan's, to tell you the truth. So that might be. Bob and Johnny Cash did this song one time. If you ever heard that, you'll never forget it, because it's, I'll just put it that way, you'll never forget it.
Okay.
It's not necessarily a good thing.
Some things are forgettable, but some things are unforgettable.
Yeah, so anyway, here's the Johnsons doing the Girl from North Country. Nice version of this.
Oh, regrettably unforgettable. Here we go. Yeah. All right, here we go.
But you like this one.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true. If you go in the snowflake storm, when rivers freeze and summer's at end, please see for me she has a coat so warm. Keep her from the house. She remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my life, in the brightness of my day. That her hair hangs long, that it rolls and flows all down her dress. We see for me that her hair is hanging long. So that's the way I remember her best. If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true.
Yeah, somebody busting in on us there.
It's the Johnson. You can't hold him down.
Honey. Can't hold it. Good group down. Yeah.
We like to say too. That's Jeff White playing guitar. He's not singing on that song, but old buddy Jeff was from Bloomington, Indiana originally, and he ended up playing with Allison Krauss for a while after I did, and then he headed down to Nashville sooner or later, and he played with Vince Gill for many years now. So
wow, well, that's got him probably a decent gig. And
pretty gig, I think. Pretty good gig, I think, yeah.
Vince does so much TV, he doesn't have to get out on the road.
Yeah,
much.
I think he does a lot of stuff.
Probably
yeah.
A lot of big, yeah. Big advantage.
Yeah. So that's the Johnsons. That's another tribute to Bob. And I think Dylan supposedly wrote this song about an early girlfriend up in Minnesota. That's what, of course, Bob will never admit to any of this stuff, so we just have to theorize about. Of course, all the ex-girlfriends will line up. Oh, yeah, it's a song about me. Oh, that's probably so. Anyway, so that's Bob. And what else are we going to do, John?
Swamp, we got a double play coming
up.
Play.
Yeah. You're from a guy who's kind of from the first family of music here in Greenville. And I've been wanting to be on the show, and I only had him on cassette. And this from cassette tape. This is recorded. Dave Mayfield, his older brother, used to have a studio downtown where the Greenville University Smart Center is now. And from my notes, I guess I'm a frustrated librarian. I was kind of glad I did this. Dated things. This is from February of 1997, so we're going back a few years. The people in question is Lane Mayfield and vocals on guitar, myself on lead guitar, and Dave Mayfield on bass. And on one song, we've got Craig Bowes Baumberger playing the banjo, and we all do some backing vocals. The first tune is called The Things She Needs, which is a Lyle Mayfield composition. And it kind of sounds a little old-timey, like a 30s or 40s thing, which I like. The second tune we're going to hear right after that is called Take a Little Walk. And this is also written by Lyle. And the melody might be a little bit familiar. There's an old song called Jesse James, and a lot of bluegrass people and folkies know it. And Lyle just took the melody in the time-honored folky tradition of taking a melody, pre-existing melody, and put new words to it. So this is, he retitled it, Take a Little Walk, and you'll find out why he calls all these songs these things. So here's, we didn't really have a band name. I guess it's kind of like the Elastic Waistband a little bit. But we just went into Dave's basement studio, which we called the Fortress of Solitude, is what we call that place. And Dave would get away in the basement and occasionally record things like this. So these are the boys, myself included, here from 1997, playing Lyle Mayfield tunes.
A little kiss. Once in a while, a tender touch, a loving smile, are the things she needs to make her life complete. Don't be afraid to hold her hand. Don't be afraid to understand and share with her her happiness and dream. The latch that bars the door to love can easily be broken. It only calls for simple things, just an expensive token. So walk with her and talk with her, share her every thought with her, and know the joy that only love can bring. Just an expensive token.
her and dream with her. Moonlight's flowing stream with her. And know the joy that only love can bring.
Stuff from the Mayfields
there. It was all Lane and David and myself and Greg Baumer, so whatever you want to call that aggregation. It was two Lyle Mayfield songs there, though.
Excellent. The last one was had some roots in Jesse James.
Yeah, and if you know the song Jesse James, the melody's the same, so that's a time-honored tradition. Woody Guthrie never wrote an original melody. And you hear a Woody Guthrie song like This Land Is Your Land was an old cowboy song that put different words on. So Goodbye, Old Pal, I think was what he based that on. So Guthrie's idea was that if you hear it and it sounds familiar, then that's good. So
that's an eye-opener. Feel free.
Do that, John. So, that's about the only way I'd write a good melody, is for someone to steal one.
I think we're probably going to be looking for June here one of these days. So,
all right, we'll figure out some stuff to do in June.
It's time to wish our May program sayonara.
All righty.
Adios.
Be careful out there.
Here we go.